Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I constantly try to tell people that every marketing piece that you do should end up having a goal. And that goal should be to have a human-to-human conversation. But the question is, what's the experience in between? What kind of experience is your user having to get to that point? What are the impressions that you're creating as you're generating the goal to get to those interactions? One of the things that I've learned over the years is that lessons need to be learned, but they're wasted without action. So let me tell you a little story. So my wife comes up to me and she shows me a picture of this cute little black lab puppy. And we were going to wait a while before we got another dog when our dog passed back in November, because this was our year to travel. We were going to go to Wisconsin. We were going to go to North Carolina and visit the kids and downtown Chicago. And then, of course, boom, COVID, right? Nobody's going nowhere. So we've kind of gone back and forth about getting a dog, and she walks up with this picture of this little black lab named Bella. And I just looked at her and I said, let's go for it. So I said, go ahead and fill out the application. She started to do it and she goes, oh my God, I can't do this. I went and filled out the application and it was 4 pages long. And I mean, they were asking so many questions. And this dog had not been posted on their website yet. It was just on Facebook. So I went to their website and filled out this long application and submitted it. And then I ended up getting a call. I was actually out on the golf course and said, hey, we want to do a meet and greet with you on Friday. And it's like, really? Okay, cool. Ended up being that the meet and greet was for a different dog that was on their website and not the dog that was on Facebook. And so I said, no, we want this other dog, Bella. Well, they said, well, some families are looking at her. There's a lot of interest. I said, okay, let me know. Never contacted me back. So I texted them, because they didn't answer any phone calls, and said, hey, what's up? Oh, you know, well, she's still going to meet and greet with this family. We'll let you know. Day goes by, didn't hear anything. So what's the story? Oh, they're going to make up their mind tomorrow. We'll let you know. They're going to do it in the morning. Waited the entire morning. Texted again. What happened? Oh, the family decided to adopt the dog. Okay. So I went through all of that, filling out that form, to find out that there was nothing to fill it out for. That, my friends, was a bad way to do a transaction. The same thing happened a second time. Our daughter saw that we were possibly looking at getting a dog, and she found another one and said, hey, you guys need to go for this one. I know I can get it for you. All you got to do is fill out the application. My wife tried to fill out the application, and it just quit on her. She couldn't get it to work. And I said, okay, well, let me try. So I went in and filled it out. And it took almost a half hour. I got to the end and it said, oh, you missed these questions. And the questions were, do you own a home? Yes. Do you rent? Well, I just skipped that question. Well, it made me go back and try to fill in, you know, do you rent? I had to put something in that field. And then I went back through the entire form, got to the end, hit submit, and it asked me, hey, there's some more things you got to fill out. By the time I got to the end of it, it basically quit. I emailed them through their contact form and said, hey, I tried to fill out the application. We're interested in this dog. She goes, oh, yeah, time's out after 30 minutes. It should only take 20 or 25 minutes to fill out, which we both did. So we both wasted about an hour. And they send me a Word document. And in this Word document, it's not set up to fill in. So it was just a mess. So I submitted that, and then they send me another email back saying, well, you know, there's been a lot of interest in these dogs. We don't know if you're going to be in line for them or not. Okay, think about that. We had interest in one little dog. If I was able to just maybe say, hey, we have interest, what's the status? That would have been enough. We didn't need to fill out that form. The second time, same thing. If they're going to tell us that we go through all of that process and those multiple times to find out that the dogs are not available, then why are we filling out that form? Why could we not just communicate? Now, in the world of animal rescue, there's a good problem this year. With more people staying home, the shelters are empty. Dogs are getting adopted. But what has not changed is the process that they're using. Yeah, years ago, you wanted to vet people up front. But now the process is a little different. And I think there's lessons to be learned from this. They should be able to simplify the initial process. And once you're in the running for the animal, then maybe fill out that big long form. So the question I have for you is, in the way that you're working in your business, are you asking too much from people up front to get them to want to come back again? Due to all the changes in business with us working from home, doing more Zoom meetings, maybe taking more phone calls, have you adjusted the way that you're starting and developing communications with clients or potential clients? So here's my takeaway from this that I wanted to share. Number one, tailor the expectations to the interest. Don't make somebody fill out a ton of information when you're just starting to get together. One of the things that I do when I'm meeting new people is I have a form through Acuity. They fill that out and I get the basics. I get their email, their phone number, and that's it. I don't ask them to fill out this huge, long form in order to have a conversation. Are you doing that? The end goal is to make communications as simple as possible for the amount of information needed at the time. If you're just starting off, make it simple. If you get to a point where they need more information, then give them the opportunity to fill that out if it makes sense. But don't ask for everything up front. So in that case, what I'm talking about is develop phases in the process where you gather more information. So when I start a conversation, all I'm looking for is a phone call. If I decide to work further with that person, maybe interview them on this podcast or work with them as a virtual assistant, then I will contact them and get the information I need, their address, their phone number, their social media. So there are phases that I go through as I develop the relationship. The next thing that you want to do is you want to ask for feedback. Did this make sense? Was this the right time? I understand these pet organizations are volunteer, but they should be collecting feedback about the process. So when things change, they can adapt to it. And the final thing you have to do is take action. As you get that feedback, start to make the process follow the needs rather than just saying, this is how it's done. Now, we may not have gotten those dogs because of whatever reason. But I can guarantee you this, these organizations did not get an advocate to help promote them to our friends, all because of their processes. So if you dig this podcast, please leave us a review, share it with your friends. You're the reason that we do this. If you have any thoughts or ideas on future topics or any questions, send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com. I look forward to hearing from you soon, and thanks for listening.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.